Old dogs get a bum rap thanks to that old saw about their relationship to new tricks. Many dog lifers give up on their training too early, convinced that their companion animal just can't learn anymore. The members of Maui's Valley Isle Kennel Club believe that most dogs at just about any age are capable of learning a variety of complex tasks. They put the skills of both dogs and handlers to the test in twice-yearly dog rallies. They've got one coming up at the end of the month, and Angie Federici, president of the Valley Isle Kennel Club, told us about it.
The Valley Isle Kennel Club has been on Maui for 30 years. This is actually our 30th anniversary year. And Rally is an event that we have twice a year, usually sometime in November as well as in April. And it's a really fun activity with the dogs. We learn to work together as a team, and the dog and the handler focus on each other. There's a series of tasks that we do. There's about 35 different tasks. And each judge sets up a course with about between 12 and 15 of those tasks. So our competition is going to be on October 30th, mm-hmm. and we've had classes every week on Sundays at 4 o'clock at the Eddie Tam Park.
And those classes are geared toward learning how to do those tasks?
Correct. It's practice time for the handlers to learn the signs and for the dogs to learn the behaviors, and it's really a lot of fun.
What are some of the tasks?
Oh, there's different things. Like, for example, there's one sign where the dog has to, as you're walking, the dog has to lay down and stay down while you walk around the dog, which can be very challenging because every time I do it, my dog tries to turn around and follow me.
Yeah.
Which he's not supposed to do.
Yeah.
Other things like taking a series of steps backwards and sitting after each time, and pausing and sitting, which can be challenging when the dog just wants to run and play.
Mm-hmm.
Different turning and different types of footwork, lots of different things.
Well, we've all experienced dogs that just don't seem to listen, right?
Yes.
What do we, does a dog reach a point where it's past being trainable, where it's just, been set in its ways for too long?
I don't believe so. You can teach an old dog new tricks.
Good.
not every training method works with every dog. You have to be able to try different techniques. We mm-hmm. also offer an obedience class as well as rally, and we also have agility classes, and all of those work on developing the bond between the human and the dog,
mm-hmm.
and they're very rewarding for both.
Well, Angie, I talked to a horse trainer earlier this morning, in fact, and she was saying that with horses, training has moved in a much kinder, gentler direction than it used to. Has it been that way with dogs as well?
Yes, I believe so. There's a lot of, force-free training methods and very positive methods, rewards, using treats as rewards. There's no punishment. It's all positive
mm-hmm.
and encouraging, and it gets the dog to motivate to work for you. The dog wants to do what you're asking them to do because it's fun and rewarding, and they get a treat.
So they don't get spoiled then?
Sometimes they might get a little spoiled, but no, they get a reward for their good behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have fun and enjoy it.
So you can use rewards and not use punishment and get a good result.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what our classes are. That's what we practice. And then when we're in the ring for competition, we don't get to use rewards. They just have to do it from memory. But by the time we've practiced so frequently, the dogs know, and they perform without getting a treat. The reward is doing a good job and mm-hmm. having fun.
How many of these training sessions, Angie, do you think a dog needs to really be able to perform well in something like this dog rally?
Last year, I started about a month before the competition, and my dog was able to compete successfully in both aspects, both trials that we had, and ended up getting his novice title. So really anywhere from, 3 to 5 weeks of classes with practice is plenty of time for novice level. Of course, if you go to the higher levels, you need much more practice than that. But the beginning level, pretty basic.
That's just things like lie down, stay, simple commands?
Yeah, simple commands, basic commands, and as well as some of those signs that we mentioned earlier.
What are some of the more advanced skills in you know, the higher levels?
Oh, it's just a lot more complicated, some of the more complicated signs and footwork. And doing the competition off-leash, for the novice level, you're working with your dog together on a leash.
Mm-hmm.
When you're at the higher levels, the dog is off-leash and has to stay, you know, within an appropriate distance of you and not take off or run out of the ring or get distracted, things like that. So really being able to pay attention and focus on the handler.
You know, we've all seen well-trained dogs who get in the company of a lot of other dogs, and the training kind of goes out the window, can't it?
That can happen, but all of our dogs usually are pretty well-behaved. And they learn to work through those distractions and really focus and pay attention. So,
what kind of dog do you have, Angie?
Well, I have three dogs, and they're all mutts. I have two that are Yorkshire Terrier and Poodle mixes, and one of them is actually a therapy dog. So we do visits at different places on Maui, assisted living facilities and things like that. And I also have another dog that's a rescue, and I got her from HARF, Hawaii Animal Rescue Foundation, and she's some kind of a terrier mix, maybe Jack Russell and something else. She's one of those very energetic and very enthusiastic dogs.
Can you tell?
That brings up a good point about the Kennel Club. The Kennel Club is not just for purebred dogs with papers. Any dogs can participate as long as they sign up and register.
Are some breeds easier to train than others?
I don't necessarily know that there are some breeds that are easier to train than others, but there are definitely breeds that are better suited to certain personality types of owners and handlers. You know, depending on things like size and energy level and temperament and what the person wants to do with their dog. You know, my dogs love to swim and run and play and go to the beach. So they're very active, so they would be better suited for somebody who has a lot of energy. There are other dogs that are more suited to kind of lay around and hang out and watch movies with you, you know, if they're a lower energy dog.
Angie Federici is the president of the Valley Isle Kennel Club, which is holding American Kennel Club Obedience and Rally Trials Sunday, October 30th from 8:30 to 6 p.m. at the Eddie Tam Horse Arena in Makawao. Entries are due on October 12th, and you can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.
Just me. Sky is full of flame to wash away all our pain.